You right there, boy?
Good morning.
I know that feeling. It's Gag of the Weeknight on a Tuesday. Hello to Maud in Bradwell, who always sends a couple of lovely jokes to start us off with. And three rather deaf old friends, Robbie.
Alan.
I nearly did it as well. They all met while out shopping one day. Mm-hmm. Windy, isn't it? Said one. No, it's Thursday, said the second. So am I, said the third. Let's get a cup of tea. And here's a nice one. Look, our maths teacher likes me more than he likes you, said Mary. Sarah said, what makes you say that? Mary said, I've got more kisses in my book.
Oh, very good, very good.
Quite sweet.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? One from Gloria.
Hello, Gloria.
Why didn't the pebble have a girlfriend?
I don't know. Why didn't the pebble have a girlfriend?
Because he wanted to stay shingle.
Oh, dear. This is from Jazz. The customer asks the waiter, have you got any wild duck on the menu? And the waiter said, no, sir, but we have a tame duck. We can make it go wild and unruly for you. And he also said, I watched a very thought-provoking programme on the television last night. The thought it provoked was, why am I watching this?
Yeah, why?
I think we've all been there.
Hey. This is from Lee.
Hello, Lee.
She says, newsflash.
Yes.
Two brooms were getting married.
Yes.
The bride broom said to the groom broom, I think I'm going to have a little broom. The groom broom said, how can that be? We haven't even swept together.
This is from Molly. The headmistress of a girls' school asks the local vicar to give her pupils a talk on Christianity and sex.
Ooh.
Now, not wishing to upset his prudish wife, the vicar tells his wife that he's going to be giving a talk on sailing. So, a week later, the head meets the vicar's wife and tells her what a great talk her husband gave. And the wife said, I can't imagine it was that good. He's only done it twice. The first time he was sick and the second time his hat blew off.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
I was in the pub.
Yes.
And the barman saw me sitting there.
Yes.
Saw me sitting there, he did.
Yes.
With an empty glass.
Yes.
And he came over, he said, can I get you another one of those? And I looked at him and I said, you stupid boy, why do I want another empty glass? Thank you, Carol.
When our lawnmower broke down and wouldn't run, my wife kept hinting to me and she'll get it fixed. So she decided to shame me one day, and I arrived home to find her seated in the tall grass, busily snipping away with a pair of tiny sewing scissors. Now, I watched her for a short time, and then I went into the house to fetch her a toothbrush. And I gave it to her, and I said, when you finish cutting the grass, you can sweep the driveway. And it ends with, the doctors say I will walk again, but I will always have a limp. Yes, I'm not surprised.
Not surprised.
Thank you very much indeed.
No, two hedgehogs.
Yes.